Exactly. So picture this, right? You're living in one side of a duplex, and your tenant is helping pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet deal, huh?
That's the dream.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
That's the potential of an FHA loan on a duplex. Now, whether you're seriously thinking about doing this or just curious, today we're going to go deeper than those like clickbait articles. You know, the ones that are either like FHA loans are amazing or they're terrible.
Right.
We're going to break it down. We're going to look at the specifics of using an FHA loan for a duplex so that you understand the rules, the benefits, and yeah, the potential downsides.
Exactly. We want to make sure that you can make informed decisions, that you're not just following the hype,
Exactly.
doing your research.
Totally. And I think one thing that we should talk about right off the bat is this thing called the primary residence rule with FHA loans. You heard about this?
So basically that means with an FHA loan, you have to live in one of the units for at least a year.
So you can't just like buy it and then immediately rent out both sides.
Nope.
That kind of crushes the dream a little bit, huh?
Yeah, you can't just become a landlord overnight.
Right.
The FHA wants to promote owner-occupied housing.
Makes sense. I guess it's kind of like you get to live in one side and you can like test out being a landlord, see if you like it.
Exactly. It's kind of like a test run.
Okay, so that's the primary residence rule. But before we go any further, can we just like rewind a bit? And just for anyone who doesn't know, what exactly is an FHA loan?
So, in the most basic terms, an FHA loan is a mortgage that's insured by the Federal Housing Administration, the FHA.
Got it.
And it's designed to make home ownership a little easier, especially for folks who maybe wouldn't qualify for a traditional loan.
So we're talking lower down payments, maybe a little more flexibility with credit scores, all those things that make home ownership more accessible. And that lower down payment thing is huge, right?
So with an FHA loan, it can be as low as 3.5%,
Wow.
which, especially in a competitive housing market, that can be a total game changer.
Yeah, because I mean, you need a lot less cash up front.
Exactly. You can compete with other buyers and you could potentially get into a home sooner.
Okay, so we've talked about this primary residence rule. We talked about what an FHA loan is. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. Let's talk money. What are some things that people should be aware of when it comes to like loan limits and qualifying for an FHA loan on a duplex?
Well, first of all, you have to remember that FHA loans have limits, and these limits, they vary by county. So you absolutely have to research these limits before you fall in love with a place. That ends up being, way too expensive.
Right, because you don't want to find this perfect duplex and then be like, oh shoot, I can't actually afford this.
Exactly. So do your research, look up those county loan limits.
Right.
And then there's just the general qualification criteria, right? Like your debt to income
The
ratio.
DTI.
Yes, your DTI. And that compares your monthly debt payments to your income. The lower the DTI, the better.
Right. So basically, if you've got a ton of debt, credit card debt, student loans, whatever.
It's going to be harder to get approved.
Right.
And then your credit score also plays a huge role.
So basically, before you even start looking at duplexes, you really need to get your finances in order.
Absolutely. Know where you stand financially.
Right. It's not just about finding the perfect place, it's about making sure you can actually get the loan.
And that's why getting pre-approved for a loan is a great first step. Because that way you'll know exactly what you can afford and you'll be in a much stronger position to make an offer when you find the right
So
place.
pre-approval, definitely something to keep in mind. Okay, so we talked about the ground rules, the gotta live there rule, and the whole financial side of things. But let's get to the good stuff. Why would someone choose to go the FHA route for a duplex? Like, what are the perks?
Well, that low down payment we talked about,
Yeah.
that's a big one, especially for first-time home buyers. It can make home ownership possible like years earlier
Wow.
than it would be with a conventional loan.
It's not just about owning a home, it's about owning a home sooner. And building equity sooner.
It helps you build wealth faster.
And then on top of that, there's the potential for rental income.
That's huge.
Having a tenant on that other side of the duplex helping you cover the mortgage.
So ideally, your tenant is helping you pay down your mortgage.
Which is like the best case scenario.
It can really free up your cash flow for other things.
Yeah. And some lenders might even consider that rental income when they're calculating your DTI.
It can potentially increase your borrowing power.
So you could qualify for a bigger loan because you're going to have that rental income coming in.
Now, there are some specific requirements for that, but it's definitely something to keep in mind.
All right, so low down payment, potential rental income, maybe even boosting your borrowing power. It sounded pretty good so far.
It definitely has its advantages, but it's important to remember that, you know, owning a duplex, even with an FHA loan, it's not always like sunshine and roses.
Right. There's got to be some downsides, right?
Yeah. There are definitely some challenges to consider.
No, let's talk about those.
All right. Well, one thing to keep in mind is that FHA loans have strict property standards when it comes to safety and livability.
So you can't, like, buy a fixer-upper with an FHA loan?
Not really. It has to meet those standards from the get-go.
Got it.
So it might require a little bit more upfront investment.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the whole landlord thing.
Yeah.
Even though you're living in one unit,
mm-hmm.
you're still responsible for maintenance, repairs, finding tenants, all that stuff.
Right. You're responsible for screening tenants, understanding landlord-tenant law.
Like a whole other job.
Exactly. It's not just about collecting rent checks.
Right. So it's definitely something to think about, right?
Absolutely. Weigh those potential rewards against the responsibilities.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the basics of FHA loans, the whole you got to live there rule for duplexes, and even how that potential rental income can play a role in your loan.
It's a lot to consider.
It is. It's a lot to consider. But hey, that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
The more you know, the better decisions you can make.
And if any of this is sounding good to you, and you're thinking, hey, maybe duplex life is for me, a really great first step is to get pre-approved for a loan.
I agree.
And a fantastic resource for that is AmericanMultiLenders.com. They have a great team there. They can walk you through every step, answer any questions you have, and they can really help you figure out the best loan options for you.
They're a great resource for sure. They know FHA loans, they know duplexes, they know all things financing.
Absolutely. So if you're even a little bit curious about this, head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com and start exploring.
It's a great first step towards, you know, potentially making your home ownership dreams happen.
All right. Now, before we move on, I want to get your take on something. Imagine you could design your perfect duplex. What would it have? Like, think layout, features, the whole shebang.
Ooh, that's a fun one. Okay, so I'm picturing a modern design, clean lines, lots of natural light, and each unit would have its own private entrance. And like a little outdoor space, maybe at the patio or a small balcony.
Okay, I like that. So you get that sense of privacy,
yeah.
But you're also part of like a little community.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, you mentioned earlier that some lenders will actually take potential rental income into account. When they're calculating a borrower's DTI, that sounds honestly almost too good to be true. Can you break that down a little bit? Like, how does that actually work?
Sure. So when you're applying for an FHA loan, lenders look at your debt-to-income ratio, or DTI, and that compares, like, your monthly debt payments to your income.
Right.
The lower your DTI, the better your chances of getting approved for the loan.
So if you have a lot of debt, it's going to be harder to get a mortgage.
Exactly. But here's where it gets interesting with rental income. Some lenders, they'll actually consider a portion of the projected rental income from that second unit in the duplex.
Ooh.
And they'll use that when they're calculating your DTI.
So you're saying, okay, you're going to have this extra income coming in,
mm-hmm.
which is going to help you cover your mortgage payments.
Exactly. So let's say, for example, you expect to get $1,200 a month in rent from that second unit. The lender might take, say, 75% of that, which is $900, and count that as additional income.
Okay.
Which could potentially bump up your DTI and allow you to borrow more.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, you know, not all lenders do this.
Right.
It's not actually an FHA requirement. It's more of a lender-specific policy.
So you really got to shop around.
Yeah.
Ask different lenders. Like, hey, what's your policy on this rental income thing?
Exactly. Ask about their policies on rental income for FHA loans on duplexes.
Okay.
And even if they do consider rental income, they're going to want to see some proof that your projections are realistic. You know, like a rental market analysis showing what similar units are renting for in the neighborhood.
So you can't just make up numbers. You got to actually do your research.
Exactly. And a signed lease agreement can help. Or, like, if you have proof of previous rental income, that can strengthen your case.
Right. So it's all about documentation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But let's play devil's advocate for a second. Are there any risks or, like, potential downsides to factoring in that rental income?
That's a great question. It's important to look at both sides of the coin. You know, the rental market, it's not always stable. Rents could go down.
Right.
You might have times when the unit is vacant and you're not getting any income.
Right. And that could put a real strain on your finances.
Yeah.
Especially if you're relying on that income to make those mortgage payments.
Exactly. So it's crucial to have some sort of financial cushion, a plan B in case that rental income doesn't come through.
So don't just like overextend yourself financially just because you're hoping to get that rental income.
Right. Make sure you can handle the mortgage payments even without it.
Okay. Good advice. And then, of course, there's just like the general responsibilities of being a landlord.
Yes. Don't forget about those.
Even though you're living there, you got to deal with tenants, repairs, maintenance, potentially legal issues.
It can be time consuming. It can be stressful.
Yeah. You're not just collecting rent. It's like hands on.
Exactly. You either got to be prepared to do that work or hire a property manager to handle it for you.
Right. So really weigh those potential rewards against the responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Talked about the FHA loan basics, the unique rules for duplexes,
yeah,
the whole rental income thing, even some of the challenges of being a landlord.
It's a lot to digest.
It is a lot to digest.
Yeah.
But hopefully this has been helpful for folks.
Absolutely. Like I said, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
So now, you know, you have all this information. You can make smart decisions. You can navigate that whole home buying process with confidence.
Whether you're a first-time buyer or, you know, maybe you've done this before, understanding these nuances of FHA loans and duplex ownership is key.
It really is. It's all about making informed decisions for your financial future.
Exactly. And speaking of taking control of your financial future, let's talk about the power of pre-approval. Getting pre-approved for a loan can give you such an advantage when you're ready to make an offer on a duplex.
Oh, yeah. It shows sellers that you're serious, that you're financially ready to go.
Right.
Which can give you an edge, especially if it's a competitive market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And a great place to start that pre-approval process is AmericanMultiLenders.com. They have a team of experts who can guide you through every step, answer your questions, help you figure out what kind of loan options are best for you.
They're a fantastic resource, whether you're just starting to look into FHA loans or you're ready to like take that next step in your home ownership journey.
Absolutely. Okay. So we've talked about a lot of the good stuff, but before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I kind of want to shift gears a little bit.
Mm.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have about FHA loans, especially when it comes to duplexes?
You know, one of the biggest ones is that FHA loans are only for low-income buyers, which is not true at all.
Okay.
FHA loans are designed to make home ownership more accessible, yes, but they're available to a wide range of income levels.
Right. I think people sometimes associate FHA loans with, like, you know, government assistance programs or something, but it's really just a type of mortgage insurance.
Exactly. It's not a handout or anything like that.
Right.
Another big misconception is that FHA loans are like really hard to get approved for.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And while there are certain requirements, like those property standards we talked about, the qualification process isn't as scary as some people make it out to be.
Especially if you've got your finances in order, like we talked about. And if you're working with a good lender who can help you through the process.
Absolutely. A good lender can make all the difference. They can help you navigate all the paperwork, understand the requirements, and make sure the process goes smoothly.
And speaking of good lenders, that's where AmericanMultiLenders.com comes in again. They've got a team of experts who really know FHA loans inside and out, and they can help you figure out if it's the right path for you.
They really are a fantastic resource for anyone looking into FHA loans, especially for duplexes.
Okay, so we've busted some myths about FHA loans. And let's circle back to something we touched on earlier, the whole, like, being a landlord thing. What are some of the unexpected challenges that people might face when they become landlords, even if they're living in one of the units?
Well, one thing that often surprises people is just how much time it takes to be a landlord. It's not just, you know, collecting rent checks.
Right.
You got to be responsive to your tenants. You got to handle maintenance and repairs. And, you know, sometimes you got to deal with some difficult situations.
It's like a whole other side hustle, like you're running a small business.
It really is.
Wow. Okay.
And then another challenge that can catch people off guard is the emotional side of things.
Oh, interesting.
You know, living next door to your tenants, it can blur the lines a little bit between like landlord and neighbor.
Right.
So it's important to set boundaries and keep things professional.
You don't want to get too close to your tenants and then have to like enforce rules.
Exactly. It's a delicate balance.
Okay.
And then, of course, you got to think about the legal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding your local landlord-tenant laws is crucial.
Right. To protect yourself.
Exactly. Make sure you're handling things correctly.
So do your research. Be prepared for those responsibilities
mm-hmm.
before you jump into duplex ownership.
Absolutely. Don't take it lightly.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered a lot in this deep dive. explored FHA loans, the specific rules for duplexes, that rental income piece, even some of the challenges of being a landlord.
Yeah, it's been a pretty comprehensive journey. We've really unpacked this topic.
And hopefully you, the listener, are walking away with a much clearer understanding of whether an FHA loan on a duplex is right for you.
Exactly. Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
With the right information, you can make informed choices. You can navigate that whole home buying process with confidence.
And if you're feeling inspired and you want to take the next step, head over to AmericanMultiLenders.com. Their team can help you explore your options, get pre-approved, answer any questions you have.
They're a fantastic resource. They're really dedicated to helping people achieve their homeownership dreams.
All right. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into FHA loans on duplexes. We hope you found this episode insightful and empowering. Remember, it's all about making informed decisions and finding the path that's best for you. Thanks for joining us.
It would, yeah. You get that privacy, but you're also like in a little community.
Now, you mentioned earlier that some lenders will actually consider that potential rental income when they're calculating a borrower's DTI. Which, honestly, that sounds almost too good to be true. Can you, like, break that down a little bit? How does that work?
Yeah. So when you're applying for an FHA loan, lenders look at your debt-to-income ratio, or DTI, and basically it compares your monthly debt payments to your gross monthly income.
Right.
And the lower your DTI, the better your chances are of getting approved for the loan.
So, like, if you have a lot of debt, it's going to be harder to get approved.
Exactly.
Okay.
But here's where it gets kind of interesting with that rental income. Some lenders, they'll actually consider a portion of the projected rental income from that second unit in the duplex.
Oh, wow.
When they're calculating your DTI.
So they're basically like, okay, you're going to have this extra income coming in, which is going to help you cover your mortgage payments.
Exactly. So, for example, let's say you're expecting to get $1,200 a month in rent. The lender might say, take 75% of that, which is $900, and count that as additional income, which could potentially improve your DTI and allow you to borrow more.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, but not all lenders do this.
Right.
It's not an actual FHA requirement. It's more of a lender-specific policy.
So it's really important to shop around and ask different lenders, hey, what's your policy on this rental income thing?
Exactly. Ask about their policies for FHA loans on duplexes.
Okay.
And even if they do consider that rental income, they're going to want to see some proof that your projections are realistic, like a rental market analysis showing what similar units are renting for in the area.
So you can't just like pull numbers out of thin air. You got to actually do your research.
Exactly. And having a signed lease agreement can help. Or if you have proof of previous rental income, that can strengthen your case too.
So documentation, documentation, documentation.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's play devil's advocate for a second here. Are there any like risks or downsides to factoring in that rental income?
That's a really good question. And it's super important to consider both sides of it. You know, the rental market, it's not always stable. Rents can go down. You might have times when the unit is vacant and you're not getting any income.
Right. And that could like really hurt, especially if you were counting on that income to make those mortgage payments.
Exactly. So it's important to have a financial cushion, like a plan B, in case that rental income falls short.
So basically don't like overextend yourself just because you're really hoping to get that extra income.
Right. Make sure you can handle the mortgage payments even without it.
That's good advice. And then, of course, there's just like the general responsibilities of being a landlord.
Right. Don't forget about those.
Even though you're living there, you still have to deal with tenants, repairs, maintenance, all that.
Yeah, it can be time consuming. It can be stressful.
It's like a whole other job almost.
It is. You either have to be prepared to do that work or hire a property manager to handle it for you.
Right. So really weigh those potential rewards against those responsibilities. Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Talked about FHA loan basics, those kind of unique rules for duplexes, that whole rental income piece, even some of the challenges of being a landlord.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. It's a lot to think about, but hopefully this has been helpful.
Absolutely. And like I said before, knowledge is power.
Right.
So now that you have this information, you can make these smart decisions. You can navigate that home buying process with confidence.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or, you know, maybe you've done this before, understanding all these little nuances of FHA loans and duplex ownership is really important.
It really is. It's all about making those informed choices for your financial future.
Exactly. And speaking of taking control of your financial future, let's talk about pre-approval. Getting pre-approved for a loan can really give you a leg up when you're ready to make an offer on that duplex.
Oh, absolutely. It shows the sellers that you're serious, that you're financially ready to go,
right?
Which can give you an edge, especially in a competitive market.
For sure. And a great place to start that pre-approval process is AmericanMultiLenders.com. They have a fantastic team of experts who can guide you through every step, answer all your questions, help you figure out what loan options are right for you.
They are a great resource, whether you're just starting to look into FHA loans or you're ready to take that next step in your home ownership journey.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of the good stuff, but before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I kind of want to shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that people have about FHA loans, especially when it comes to duplexes?
Oh, there are a lot. I think one of the biggest ones is that FHA loans are only for low-income buyers, which is just not true.
Yeah.
FHA loans are designed to make homeownership more accessible, yes, but they're available to people with a pretty wide range of incomes.
Right. And I think some people, they kind of lump FHA loans in with like government assistance programs or something.
Right.
But really, an FHA loan, it's just a type of mortgage insurance.
Exactly. It's not, you know, a handout.
Okay, good to know.
And another misconception is that FHA loans are like really hard to get approved for.
Yeah, I've heard that one too.
And while there are certain requirements, like we talked about, those property standards, the qualification process, it's not as like scary as people make it out to be.
Especially if you've got your finances in order, like we talked about.
Yeah.
And you're working with a good lender who can kind of walk you through the process.
Absolutely. A good lender can make all the difference. They can help you with all the paperwork, understand the requirements, and just make sure everything goes smoothly.
And speaking of good lenders, that's where AmericanMultiLenders.com comes in again. They really know FHA loans inside and out, and they can help you figure out if it's the right choice for you.
They're an awesome resource, especially for anyone looking into FHA loans for duplexes.
Okay, so we've kind of busted some of those myths about FHA loans. Now let's go back to the whole being a landlord thing. What are some of the unexpected, maybe, challenges that people might face when they become a landlord, even if they're living in one of the units themselves?
Well, one thing that I think surprises people is just how much time it can take. You know, being a landlord, it's not just about collecting those rent checks. Okay. You got to be responsive to your tenants. You're responsible for maintenance and repairs. And, you know, sometimes you're dealing with some tough situations.
It's almost like having a whole other job.
It can be.
Wow.
And another thing that sometimes throws people off is the emotional side of things.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're living right next door to your tenants, so it can be a little tricky to separate, you know, that landlord-tenant relationship from, like, being a neighbor.
Right.
So it's really important to set boundaries and keep things professional.
Yeah, you don't want to get too friendly with your tenants.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have to enforce rules and stuff.
Exactly. It's a tough balance.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's the legal side of the things too. Understanding those local landlord-tenant laws, those are crucial.
Yeah, to protect yourself.
Exactly. Got to make sure you're doing things by the book.
So, bottom line, do your research. Be prepared for those responsibilities. Before you jump into that whole duplex ownership thing.
It's not something to take lightly.
Okay. I think we've covered a ton of information in this deep dive. Talked about all the details of FHA loans, the rules for duplexes, the rental income thing, even, you know, what it's like to be a landlord.
Yeah, it's been a really comprehensive look at this whole topic.
And hopefully our listeners are walking away feeling a lot more informed about whether an FHA loan on a duplex is the right move for them.
Exactly. It's all about having the knowledge, right?
Knowledge is power.
So now, armed with this information, you can make good choices, you can be confident as you navigate that home buying process.
And if you're ready to take that next step, you know where to go. AmericanMultiLenders.com. They can help you figure out all your options, get pre-approved, answer all your questions.
They're a fantastic resource. They're really passionate about helping people achieve those home ownership dreams.
Awesome. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive on FHA loans for duplexes. We hope you found this episode helpful and, you know, that it gave you the information you need to make the best decision for you. Thanks for listening.